My main concern, and I think our main concern as a cooperative, you know, we don't answer to stockholders on Wall Street. We answer to the members that own us. So our main concern every day is reliability, that when you turn your light switch on, it comes on, and affordability, that the bill at the end of the month is reasonable. And we're being attacked from all sides, and those two things that we're so concerned about, I really worry about. And part of the problem comes with what's going on in the world energy markets. We don't have any control over that. We're a distribution co-op. We purchase our energy. And as the cost of fuels for that energy increases, so do our bills. And unfortunately, none of us like it. It goes through the line item on our bills called the power cost adjustment. Well, that this month was extremely high. It actually has been for the last 8 or 10 years off and on. It's the energy markets, unfortunately. It's the world energy situation. And it's the attack that's happening to our generation plants. What's going on in the energy world? Number one, the railroads have cut back coal shipments to our generating plants. They're increasing the price to deliver coal. Number two, we've got plants shutting down all over the country. In 2028-2030, we're slated to lose two coal-fired generating plants in Arkansas. So you already know that we're having rumors of rolling blackouts, and we're having energy costs that are higher than normal. What's going to happen at the end of this decade when those plants shut down? That's what concerns me. That's what, you know, I'm furious about, because there's not much that we can individually do about that. But it really bothers me when our members have a hard time paying their bills and when we talk about rolling blackouts.
Many members are experiencing bills this past month almost twice what they were the previous month or the previous year. Should they budget for that over the next couple months during these cold months?
You know, I think it's going to moderate some, and it typically does. You know, I think the power cost adjustment, the cost of fuel, the cost of natural gas at the wellhead, which has gone up, it's actually down slightly now. I think the pressures on generation fuel are here to stay. So the answer to your question is yes. I think people need to budget for higher energy costs. I think it's a train we're all going to have to ride, and we don't like it, but I think it's here to stay. I don't think it's going to be as high as it was this last month, but I think it's here to stay for the long run.
What options do your members have when it comes to paying their bills?
We've got a complete staff of folks that work with our members. I we're local. We're your neighbors. We've got offices in the communities that we serve. If anyone has problems, all they have to do is call our office. We'll help them with arrangements. We'll help them maybe with an extended due date, maybe with a delayed payment agreement, do anything we can do. But fortunately, we're going to come up on a part of the year here that may be a little bit more mild. So the usage part of that bill hopefully will be down a little bit. And the other thing we talk about is weatherization. You know, look at your home and see if there's anything that you can do to your home where you will use less energy, and that will help everyone to save money on their electric bill.
Mel, we all worry about rolling blackouts. We heard that phrase a couple months ago. You know, is that a true concern?
Absolutely. In 21, during Winter Storm Uri, we were within 10 minutes of having to pull substations offline and put people in the dark. Cold dark, I might add, because it was very cold. About 6 weeks ago, at 6 o'clock in the evening, we got notification that we were going to have to start thinking about pulling power plants offline. We were going to have to ask people to conserve and do what they could. That's what really bothers me about the energy situation today in the country, is the fact that there are going to be more rolling blackouts. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And until we realize that we can't shut down perfectly good power plants, I think the rolling blackout situation is going to get worse. It's probably going to be on the hottest months of the summer or the coldest months of the winter. But I don't see anything on the horizon that's going to stop that. Now, do I think it's going to be catastrophic? No. But I think that we will see, and we have seen 15, 20, 30-minute rolling blackouts rotated through the state of Arkansas, and I think we're going to see more of that. It's a regional issue, and that's the complex part about this. The grid is regional. It's not just the state. So it could be something happening in another state that's causing Arkansas, the resources in Arkansas, to be thin.